Mrs. Nell, you and I are strangers, yet I feel I know much about you. All from Lars, who told me what troubled his soul. Your son was different. He kept his torment inside, sharing precious little. Perhaps he inherited that trait from you. And I do not mean to be flippant. What is surely happening at the moment is serious. Raymond de Roquefort is a dangerous man. He is driven by a blindness that has, through the centuries, affected many of our order. Your son fought him for leadership and lost. Unfortunately, Mark does not possess the resolve needed to complete his battles. His battles with you, his battles with de Roquefort, his battles with his conscience, all challenge him. I thought that joining the two of you together could prove decisive for you both. I offer this advice. Trust your son. Forget about the past. Think only of the future. That could go a long way to providing peace. Finding the Great Divide will answer many questions, but I fear that it will raise many more. It will be to you and your son to decide what is best if and when that critical time comes. A resurrection has occurred. A second chance has been offered. The dead have risen and now walk again among you. Open yourself to conceptions more vast and reason by more certain methods, for only then will you succeed. May the Lord be with you.
A tear streaked down her cheek. This master, a man to whom she'd never spoken a word, seemed to precisely comprehend her pain. But he was right. Mark's return was a resurrection.
Do the words sadden you?
She looked up. Jeffrey stood in the doorway. She swiped the tears away.
In one way, but in another, they bring happiness.
The master was like that. He knew both joy and pain.
You miss him?
I was raised alone, without the benefit of family. Monks and nuns taught me about life. They were good to me, but none ever loved me. So hard to grow up without the love of a parent.
The admission struck her heart.
The master showed me great kindness, but most of all, he placed his trust in me.
Then don't fail him.
I won't.
She grabbed hold of herself.
Why did Mark and Cotton go to the church?
I sensed that the Seneschal wanted to talk to Mr. Malone.
She stood from the chair.
Perhaps we too should.
A knock came at the front door. She saw Jeffrey come alert, and a gun appeared in his hand. She stood and peered through the glass. A familiar face stared back.
Royce Claridon.